Coach, how do you put into words the first period where they were able to take the game away, take control?
I don't have an answer for you yet. They got on us real quick, and as soon as things started to go bad, we had a very difficult time doing some simple things, you know, moving our feet at the right speed and making some simple plays. And there's some obviously tension and some confidence issues, but we weren't at the same speed as they were. That's just the bottom line.
How does your group pick themselves up off the mat?
I'm sorry?
How does your group pick yourselves up off the mat?
We'll deal with what happened in the game tomorrow. We'll make a decision on what we think the source of those things are, and you go back to work.
So you feel like rock bottom right now?
You always got to be careful about that one. We're a 500 hockey team right now. Played our worst game of the year. And we've been on the road a long time. Feels like, anyway, we've been on the road a long time. We're still trying to find out some of those things. We were poor tonight. And I'm not trying to say we were better. And there's no excuses for the game that we played. But it's not going to change the day starting tomorrow and how we're going about our business. We have to keep searching for answers.
Been in a game like that where all the 10-minute misconducts like that are being handed out?
Well, I've never seen one like that. I mean, we've played at the end of games the last minute or half with 1D, but we played with Kopp and Lowry on the back end for 12 minutes. Made some good breakout plays, and they handled it really well. I mean, obviously it killed us in the penalty kill. We've got three forwards on the ice, and we're chasing the puck around. But no, I've never seen a game end up like that one.
You win and lose together, but do you feel especially bad for your goaltenders?
No, I don't feel bad for my goaltenders. They're all part of it. You know, we haven't had a lot of chances to stop the puck. It's a tough life.